Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Sapriston.
On this Saturday morning.
Believe it or not.
Well, I guess I do.
I guess you do, yeah.
It is Saturday, December 12th, 2020. It's 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, and then we will be on after the sporting event. The show is available live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is live streaming, and you're all set. Also at the website, in case you miss a show, you want to replay a show, all of our shows are archived. So again, go to the website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is chat and archives, click on archives, and all of our shows are there. Also, finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
And here's the last, beginning of the last paragraph. The good news is that the healthy cash cushion of larger corporations puts them in a good position to expand investment spending and payrolls and jumpstart the economy's growth rate when the health crisis ends.
Well,
so why would they expand if they have not, if no one's buying anything?
In preparation.
In preparation, yeah. Well,
you got to be looking ahead to the future.
But they're all cash heavy right now because they're afraid.
Yeah, no question. But things change very rapidly. That's for sure.
And, so I'm listening to a podcast this morning on the treadmill, limping, and they're talking about AT&T, and AT&T is doing something that which has been a dog of a stock. As I know, into the streaming business. I didn't quite catch the whole thing, but certainly perked up the stock from 27 to 31. And knock on wood, maybe this is finally when it's going to.
Yeah, it might finally be. There's no question about that.
Research.
Yep.
Right?
The streaming situation is really amazing,
And yeah, that's something they will spend money on, these corporations.
But it's a tough area, a lot of competition. Matter of fact, I went out and I bought like a $17 Roku device for another one of my TVs.
Well, we had to buy one because the one we had was 15 years old and it wasn't, enough speed for the the online business that we wanted to buy.
Yeah, but what's interesting is along, just to show you the competition, along, just go buy the $17 Roku device and you get 3 free months of Apple Plus TV with it, you know. So, in essence, you're almost paying nothing.
We bought it because we wanted Hulu, and they had a Cyber Monday special of $2 a month for a year.
Exactly.
I don't even know what Hulu is. I said, let's try it for $24 for the year. And then we got it all hooked up, and then it said, your Roku player's too old.
There you go. So, so anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Lines are wide open at this time. If for some reason you don't want to call, you can go to the chat box, which is at sapristan.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. And you're all set.
Occurred to me that I'm supposed to be looking at the chat box.
Well, I also have it up, too, just in case.
Oh, good, because I didn't have it up. I'm doing it now.
I don't really see anything on there right now, so we'll go from there. So, interesting week in the market, a down week in the market. You know, every time the market goes down, everybody starts predicting, that's it. It's all over.
Well, you're still above the 50-day moving average on the S&P, and that's something we like to look at, right?
Yeah, well, it's interesting.
The trend looks up.
Oh. Yeah. And they also, there was a, in this weekend's Barron's, okay, something you may find very interesting because it's something we discussed a few weeks ago in terms of strategy and in managed account and some managed accounts. And it was from the BlackRock president, Rob Capito, on the outlook for stock and how he's investing now. And he says, I think equities will continue to rally. It will be focused on three different areas. One, must-have equities, which are obviously technology, artificial intelligence, data, and 5G. Two, should-haves, which are biotech and healthcare. And three, nice-to-have, which would be travel, leisure, and other sectors. We've learned what's essential over the past 8 months and what can show growth we need. This three-way bucketing of your investments will outperform other assets like fixed income. So you have to hedge your bets so you don't go nuts because 1 week, you know, it's the stay-at-home stocks. The next week, it's the economy picking up again. So you have a little of everything.
Someone told me once not to listen to what people say when they predict.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was you. No predictions.
No predictions. That's it. Hedge your bets. So you got all the areas covered. I think that's a very good advice, to tell you the truth. And I, you know, rather than, as I say, listen to the noise, try to guess what's going to happen, forget it. And just hedge your bets with those three areas. I think it was good advice, no question about it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Who's that stranger you have with you today?
Yeah, he dragged me in.
Kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming, because I've already been at the doctor at 8 o'clock this morning, and I got another one or two. So, how am I going to get my work done?
I'm used to those visits.
Yeah, well, I used to limit it to once a month and then once a week, and now whenever I can get in, usually twice a week, different guys.
Okay.
First, so you know how that is.
I know. FCAU.
Oh. We're going to take a look at that one. I haven't looked at that one in a while. Chrysler, whatever, you know.
Fiat Chrysler.
Yeah.
Kind of looks great.
Yeah.
Well, depending on where you bought her.
Yeah.
You bought her in that $6 to $10 range. Relative strength is 84 out of a scale of 0 to 100. It is being accumulated by institutions, and they redo that every Friday night. The institutional database of investors business daily. because people want to get in their car and go somewhere, and they don't want to get on an airplane. That's my take. The other thing is, of course, whatever they're doing with electric vehicles, that's a big deal now.
Yeah, and you got it. You know, you could take it with
government.
Yeah, you can take it with a grain of salt, but the price objective is 32 based on the charting method. And it's got resistance right around, what, 17, it looks like, you know, around 17 area.
Yeah, so, where you are.
Yeah, so resistance would be
16 and a half.
Yeah, around there. And next after that would be about 18 and a half. And so, you know, right now, very strong chart pattern. So
I've had it since 14.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So we had 100 shares, and I don't know if it was not 60. Maybe 16 or 17.
I'm showing the high in 18 of about $21.
Yeah, but see, I got my paper account from Ameritrade, and I got 10 shares of Ferrari.
Oh, okay.
More than true. I have a client that has several thousand, and he's emotionally attached. I wonder why.
That's why he is. They gave us a 10 shares of Ferrari.
Yeah.
But look at the price of Ferrari.
I know. That's the one race. I don't even want to look at it. It raced. No question.
RACE is the symbol.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. I know how that stock just went up, 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 and up. I haven't looked at it recently at all. But
214.
That was a great gift. And it's interesting because the point and figure chart says around 24 was the high in 2018.
Are you back on Chrysler?
FCAU, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm on race.
Oh, okay, but anyway.
Double. Race doubled for March.
It's interesting that FCAU went from the 6 area to 24, right back to the 6 area at the end of 2019, and now it's on its way back up. So hopefully it's at least the trading range from 6 to 24. So interesting. You had a great opportunity to buy it at 6 again. Yeah.
Okay. You want to buy stock in a new railroad?
A new railroad?
Yes.
There is a new railroad?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Better, sir.
What did he say?
First is B.
Yeah.
And then B-H-O.
B-H-O? Okay.
Yeah.
What the heck is
Biden,
that?
Harris, and Obama.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I think Obama's still there. They're putting all his people back in.
Oh, yeah. He's right on the end of that tail.
And, you know, the markets do well under Democrats, at least historically, so that's good. What isn't
like
good
that?
Is all the money they're printing.
I know it.
Terrible.
Okay. All right. That's all I got for today.
Okay.
Well, thank
you. I'll let some gold dreamers come on.
We'll do that. Have a good weekend. Take care. Okay, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call, or go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and Willard. I imagine you're in your... You're probably in your southern location, right?
Rather no, than, no. Right? No, I'm in New York. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Did you hear, for the holidays, as they say.
Yeah. The governor now is going to have a series of red, orange, and yellow zones for New York State.
Well, he's had that all along.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
and
I guess...
Because someone not red and not orange. How about
we're
that?
Yellow.
Yellow zone.
We're yellow in Erie
there's
County.
No green. No green, though.
No
right?
green? I don't know.
But Hamburg, where we are, is orange,
yeah.
Peter.
Is it orange now?
Yeah, so I got to go out of the area to do what I have to do this afternoon.
Holy cow.
Right. Okay, fellas. Two stocks today I'm interested in. One is Groupon. I'm getting feedback here. GRPN.
Do you have the radio on?
A company that used to give or did give coupons out so you'd save at a restaurant. and its price is about half of what the high was.
You've been real good at buying things when they've been knocked down.
Yeah. And most of the time they've been coming up. This one has not come up because it split 1 for 10, so that's why it's really equivalent to about $3.50, really.
I see.
From what I paid for it.
Well, the one thing that's interesting about reverse split stocks, usually people used to say, well, if they reverse split, they're in deep trouble. But the other side of the coin is the reverse split decreases the float. So they decreased the float by 10 times. So there's less stock out there.
Right.
Which sometimes, if people get excited, you know, can really make the stock go.
Yeah, and I guess mutual funds and the stock exchanges don't want to have penny stocks listed. So you get a stock at 35, it shows up better than one that's $3 and a change.
Well, also institutions can't buy, you know, $3 stocks. You know, so
right.
So
Second item is my favorite, not right now anyway, but will it, is Snap. Now, I was on Yahoo and Google, and I looked up the conversations where people post things, and one fellow is promoting $100 a share for this, and I see it was $53.33. And I know I talked to you not too long ago, and I think $67 was the target, but it went up over $5.23 this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did it change for the amount of...
No, it's still, it won't change the objective based on this method.
Okay.
So 66 or so, you know, was the objective on this method. And,
right.
And if you look at it, had a run up from 21 to 44, it's 23 points. 23 points off the low gives you... 61, so in the 60s right now.
Right, okay, that's good.
It looks hold-on-able, let's put it that way.
That's interesting, yep, hold-on-able.
You like that? That's the word I learned at business school 50 years ago.
One item was Ultra American Century. Now, they just, Monday or Tuesday, they're paying a $2 capital gain distribution, and yet the price bounced right back up again to about $72.56.
Good.
Is there any sort of, you know, can that really shoot up even into the 80s, do you think?
Well, the price objective, once again, with a grain of salt, is 88.
Right. I think it's really been bounding up. I think when David was on it, too, he was indicating that it's holding a lot of these FANG stocks.
Yeah, well, historically, it's been very aggressive, mainly toward a lot of NASDAQ stocks. So if the NASDAQ tanks, this will tank.
Yeah, you're right. I saw when NASDAQ makes a big hit for a day, this usually goes down.
Oh, yeah, no question. Yeah.
Yeah.
So be aware of that anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm holding, you know, because it's like the goose laying the golden egg. Every December, it kicks out to $2.50 a share. And then by about March or so, it goes right back up to the price that it was before the distribution. So it's been very good for me. I've been holding it for many years. All right. Good talking to both
please,
of you guys.
Please.
Well.
Now, listen, on the chat room, I think you were on it, weren't you?
Today? I sent something to Kevin, but it was last week. You know, I posted
I see.
About...
five pages on something.
Yeah, Depew. It's a city up in New York State, I guess fairly close to Hamburg.
And, we're aware of Depew, New York.
Yeah, and one other person was looking for it, and I sent him some information.
I see,
but on this Wikipedia, it's really a detailed type thing. It's like, you live there, they have photographs of the town, etc. And I'm enjoying the computer. I enjoy the show very much, and look forward to continuing.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. I see there is somebody on the chat box asking about a reopening play called Play, which is Dave and Buster's. And he wants to know whether he should sell or hold it.
It's a restaurant, isn't it?
Dave and Buster's?
Yeah.
It's a restaurant. It's a game. You know, a lot of games.
Restaurant, 136 restaurants featuring casual dining and arcade style
games
across
right.
the U.S. and Canada, with a market cap of $1 billion, and earnings were down 64% last quarter. But the chart looks, you know, coming back from 5 or 6. To me, it looks possibly in that 35-40 range, maybe. But
well,
the strength is 81, so someone's thinking it's a turnaround.
It's amazing, you know, in the sense that they can't sell anything online.
Yeah.
They're shut down, right?
Right.
And yet, the stock makes new highs this year.
Well, you know, look at the airlines.
Yeah. So, you know, as we said before, people are looking ahead. And I guess, where's the 200-day? What's it, 16 it's back at?
According to what I'm looking at, it is exactly, oh, my God, 16 and a quarter. I got 16 and a quarter.
No, that's all right. 16's good enough. Like I tell people, you mention a price, nothing's exact. You say the area around, you know. And the 50 days around 21.
Yeah.
So I guess I would hold as long as it stays above the 50-day, which is 21. Yeah.
Reasonable.
I have a friend who's been buying puts on this. He says, what's this thing doing up here? This thing's going to go back to 20. So, could go
well,
back.
Well, your 20-day exponential is 2464.
Yeah.
So if you want to play it tight, you'd put it under, you know, low 24 and a quarter or 2370 or something.
Yeah. But, you know, basically, if you're somewhat at least an intermediate term holder, somewhere under 21, you know.
Perfect.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller, who's Marty in West Seneca. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Good morning.
Good. I got a friend of mine called me from Florida the other day, and he said to check this stock out. Don't know much about it. I'm wondering if you would be able to give me a little info or check it out for me. And the ticker symbol is S like in Sarah, F-Y, S-F-Y.
Shutterfly? Is that it? No, S-F-Y. I don't know what it is. What is S-F-Y anyway?
It's the name of the company is, hang on, I got it right here. It's SoFi.
Yeah, SoFi Select ETF at SFY.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, you know what, take it for what it's worth. He's got a friend that he said, this is supposed to be an up-and-coming thing. And I just had a little money I was looking to throw it in, and I don't know if you guys knew anything about it, and that's why I wanted to call.
Well, the thing is, it's the SoFi Select 500 ETF, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like...
So it's an index.
It's an index, okay? It's not a company, you know.
Right. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, and I don't know if Willard, if you can pull up what's in this thing, or...
Oh.
Probably not, right?
No, okay.
No, I probably can, but it takes a minute. Hold on. Let's try.
Let me see real quick, see what they're holding. Some of us like stations... is composed of 500 largest publicly traded U.S. companies. Each company is based on three key growth signals, not just market capitalization, as many traditional indexed ETFs are.
So does PTC AAXN, which is the body cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I own that for some people. It has SWI, SolarWinds. It has Enphase, and it has Aptar. So it sounds to me like it's an electronic screen, and as long as that stock stays in that, what you're reading, it would do well.
Yeah, and on top of that, I mean, if I look at the top 10 holdings, number one's Apple, 4.5%, Amazon, 4.5%, Berkshire Hathaway, 4.25%, Microsoft 4%, Tesla 2%, Walmart 1.5%, Facebook 1.5%, Salesforce 1.5%, Alphabet 1.37 and CVS Health. Nice mix of stocks. So as long as the market's good.
Yeah, and it ought to be. It ought to. I see support at $13, mm-hmm. and you won't get slammed in it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you won't see it cut in half the next day because it's a bunch of companies. It's not one.
It's almost like buying an ETF that pays like a dividend company that pays dividend stocks, right?
Well,
it pays 1.2%.
Yeah, I mean, it's not big on dividends. It's mainly toward growth, you know.
No, what I meant is like it's like buying an ETF, but buying an ETF that has a company that just pays dividends.
That's NOBL. That's another one, you know.
Yeah, but this doesn't just pay dividends, is what I'm saying. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
In other words, they have a lot of growth stocks in there that may or may not pay dividends. You know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, like I said, I didn't know much about it. He said to do a little homework, so I thought I would run it by you guys.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's good looking. It will go with the market. It will go with growth companies. You know. And, yeah. And as long as the market stays decent, you know, it should be okay.
All right, well, great, thanks. Because he just told me he dumped quite a bit of cash in it, so I figured I would do a little homework and might put a little in myself. But thanks for your help, and I'll keep looking at it.
Okay, yeah. Take care.
Right, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Bill. Good morning.
Hi, Pete Hayward.
Well, I knew you'd call in.
Listen. Somebody this week, I was watching Kramer, somebody actually put him in the same breath. Are you ready? It's a great Peter Lynch.
No.
I almost passed out. Listen to this now. So I've been reading Peter Lynch. What a great human being he is, too. But I got to tell you, I didn't know his first big hit. Do you know what it was?
I think it was a retailer, wasn't it?
Well, of course. DNKN.
Whoa. Dunkin' Donuts. Your favorite place.
That was his first big score. And you got to help him. He says, you know, everybody tries to hit the home run. I go for the 10-bagger.
10-bagger?
He also said that he would look at 100 stocks to get 10 good ones.
Yep. That was one of those other. Hey, listen. My father, may rest in peace. He had some bad ones, but, man, he had some fantastic ones. And he always just tell me, you get one good winner, take care of about 5 bad ones. Hey, that's been pretty much my MO over the last 40 years of investing. Plenty of bad ones, but once in a while you get a good one. Hey, Pete, the last time I called, I'm moaning and groaning about my dogs in the Dow. Now look at them. Holy mackerel. Pfizer, ExxonMobil, Chevron. There's a couple other ones. Everyone I was moaning and groaning about.
They're up about 20%, I think.
Advisor, it's if you look at the weekly and monthly chart, man, it's going a lot higher. Big support, 36, 37. Says a good, great dividend. Hey, what? I got to reiterate a long-term buy. MNRO.
Monroe.
You've been talking about that for 10 years.
I know, but listen, it topped at 85. Listen, I've had it for 20 years. It topped at 85 and went to, I think, 30. Now, if you look at the chart, firming up nicely.
It's just starting to break the downtrend on a point and figure. That's good.
So you could certainly
see a shot in the 60s.
Absolutely. Are you still a holder or no more?
No, once they have the double bottom break on the point and figure, I'm out.
Yeah, good for you.
Because you got to deal with the clients that expect something every year.
Yeah, I get it.
There's no long term. There's no, I'm going to buy it at 58.
Yeah,
if it goes to 48, I'm going to buy some more. They don't do that anymore.
They never do. No, I get it. It's people like me are huge dinosaurs. But even my BP, the dog of all dogs, look at that thing now.
I went and bought BP for a guy, BP and Schlumberger and Royal Dodge to double up and take the tax loss in 31 days. This is recently. In that 31 days, they're up 15 or 20%.
Look at Royal Dodge. Holy, I never owned it, but look at that thing. Oh, my word.
So I don't really have the losses I needed to take for the guy, which is okay, too, but you hate paying tax, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, listen, I got an insider. I went by a Kohl's parking lot on Sunday. You couldn't find a spot.
Really?
The place was jam-packed. I know the chart is unbelievable, but they must be doing something right over there. But
We had it in a couple of the accounts for a while, and I think it got so high, I said, we got to get out of this thing.
Yeah,
baby. We bought in that 18-19 area.
I gave you that MGP. Are you still holding it? Tremendous. All-time high.
I never bought it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Boy, what's wrong with you?
Well, we won't go into that.
Yeah, Peter's got a lot of ideas on what's wrong with me. He told me last week.
GLPI? How about that?
I try to keep my mouth shut and don't say anything the other way.
Pete's a great guy. He said my Mount Rushmore was, but you know who. Man, Stan Weinstein. You know who's getting a lot of run these days? The great Bob Farrell. People are going back and listening.
They're reading. They're reading his 10 rule.
Yeah,
they're great, and you can get them on the internet. Anyone can Google them, though.
I mean, who would you rather listen to, him or these Robin Hood guys? Eventually, Pete, it's going to end badly for them.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In this week's Barron's, they mentioned that the smart money's now following the Robin Hood guys.
Yeah, I know. They can have it. I like you guys. We'll take our 3% dividend, our 6% appreciation for the year and call it a day. The heck with it. At this stage of the game, I just, want my
money. And a company that won't go out of business.
There you go. I just went, what's that saying, Pete? I want the return of my money, not so much any. What is that, Pete? You're a smart guy. Hey, how about I heard another one? They stole this one from Joe Granville. Just when you think of the key to the market, they change the locks.
I like that.
That was Joe Granville, but they're attributing to somebody else.
Now, here's a question for all of us. It says on the chat box, will the increase in electric cars hurt Monroe, who sells and installs mufflers?
They know how to make money. Monroe Muffler was hit by this COVID because, people weren't out driving. But now, I'm going to tell you, they know how to make money over there. It wasn't my friend started the company, my friend. They were brilliant guys. They're all out of the company pretty much now. They were brilliant then, and they sold it to brilliant guys. Believe me, that's a tremendous long-term hold. Once they get through $50, it's gone. All right, Pete, so what are we going to do here? The sentiment numbers are off the chart terrible, but the Russell 2000 chart is tremendous. So what do we do, Pete?
You just, if you're in, you just stay.
All right.
Remember, the trend is your friend.
Another one, Marty's wife.
There you go.
Marty's wife.
The late great.
I'm going to tell you, I'm an old man who's called you for 30 years. These old guys, they were brilliant then. They would be brilliant now. Nothing has changed. It's not different this time. Those guys knew how to make money then. Sadly, none of them around anymore. We got the Robin Hood guys and Kramer telling you about Hertz and all this other crapola, but what are you going to do? All right, listen. A great Hanukkah, a great Christmas, and a very healthy, prosperous New Year to you, Willard, David, all my good friends at Sapperston.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. Right, same to you, too.
You're the great work. You're the best show. Keep it up,
thank
boys.
You. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if Doug will be patient for 1 minute, we will take a one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA.
We got to change that ad.
What ad?
Yeah, well, you don't hear it. I just heard it again.
Oh, okay.
It's called Peter or Willard with, if you want help. Well, I know a guy named Peter that generally has his phone on Do Not Disturb. And I know another guy that won't take any calls. It's me.
So who are you going to drop it on?
I got to call Christina.
All right. Good luck. Okay.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Right. Right now, we're going to go to Doug in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and I hope you have a nice holidays coming up. So that would cover
you.
All bases. Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, the whole thing like that.
Long list. Thank you.
Yeah, a couple stocks I was looking at. Mm-hmm. It's been one heck of a run. Was Snap. The symbol for that is SNAP.
Yeah, Art in New Jersey. That's he comes on every week. That's become his favorite. And he was right. He bought the thing way down there.
Well, you first bought it high. You first bought it at 18 or 20, and then it went
down to 6 or something. I don't know.
For the tax loss,
yep.
12 or 13, and then when he bought, I guess bought it again at in that $6-7 range.
And I had told him originally, who's going to buy this stupid stock where all people do is they show each other pictures with strange ears on them or something?
Rabbit ears,
right? There you go. What do I know? But anyway, I mean, do you own Snap?
Yes, or? I do. I bought it around 15 or 16.
Oh, another one,
50,
boy.
And it's, I don't know what the target date is on it. I'm not sure. Last time I looked, it was around 52.
Well, it closed at 53.33. Mm-hmm. Take it for what it's worth. You know, the price target based on the charting method is 66.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I could definitely, not definitely, there's no guarantees in life, you know, but in the 60s would probably be the next objective for it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I've heard higher, but.
Yeah, but we won't. Talking. Yeah, I've heard unbelievable numbers.
You don't put all your eggs in one basket. Either.
Right.
That's
no question. Yep.
The other one I was looking at was Oracle, ORCL.
Yeah, they got hurt with their earnings, I guess.
And I heard last night they're moving to Texas. They've had it.
A lot of people are moving out of California.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too, because everything's so expensive.
And a lot of people are moving out of New York to go, you know, Florida and that.
Yep.
You're talking to one.
Well, at least if enough of those companies move out of California when it falls off into the ocean, we don't have to worry about those businesses. So. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Oracle's at a high, Peter.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised. Didn't it get hit at all on the earnings?
Apparently not. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I mean, do you own Oracle or?
Yes, I do. I got. I bought that in the 50s. You know, like I say, so it's almost 1,000 shares. So that's, you know, and the dividend was always nice. That's the whole thing too.
Well, it closed at what, 60? Well, I guess it did get hit a little bit, but not much.
Well, I see the high at 62. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But
yeah, I mean, I thought the news was disappointing, and if it doesn't get clobbered, you know, these days you have disappointing, it usually gets clobbered.
And these are new highs on this stock.
Yeah.
I just went back 10 years.
Yeah, I'd probably...
If this is as high as it's ever been, I'd hold that guy.
Yeah, I'd hold it. I mean, the next objective on the point-and-figure chart is 66, for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. And, as a 200-day, looks like 55 about.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm daydreaming.
Well, I would say as long as it stays above 55, I think you're okay.
Yeah, 55 is the 200.
Yep.
Yeah. The last one I was looking at is a mutual fund by Putnam. It's called Health and Science. I can't remember the symbol for that.
Whoop.
But with all the stuff with Johnson, Pfizer, and a combination of that, it's they got all funds of that. And considering what's going on, I figured in Madura, I figured you can't go wrong with that because it's more than doubled already since I bought it.
Well, you're right. In a strong position. There's no question about that.
Yeah, especially now they got the okie dokie to start shipping the Pfizer out. You know, it'd be a little wild. Madura is supposed to be right behind it, too, so we'll see.
Did you have the global health care?
Yes, they got Health and Science.
Oh, Health and Science, okay.
I can't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I see global health
care. Oh, I don't have the symbol with me.
Yeah, that's...
But the last result from when I called up or got the papers, it said it more than doubled already, too. So it's unreal. That's one thing, because I know people need drugs. And especially nowadays with this going on, who knows? Yeah, hopefully that'll help out people, you know, because they got them shipped by UPS and FedEx, and then the federal marshals is guarding the shipments, you know. So.
I agree. You've looked into it. We always tell people, do your own research, and you certainly have been doing
like
research,
you know,
into it. And
they got three nice ones there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And if you got time for a fourth one, how about Microsoft?
Well, what do you think about that, Willard?
I've read it's going to come back to support first, which is in the 194 to 200 area.
Uh-huh.
And then I've read that eventually it'll go up to 250. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, well, the price objective for what it's worth is 288 on the point and figure chart.
Oh, geez.
And the area Willard's saying, yeah, I mean, it's consolidating right now. It's had a heck of a run.
Yeah, it did. And I got it a couple years ago on a low side. And I can't believe how much it shot up, and the dividends is unreal, you know.
There's a range between about 196 and, you know, 225, 230, and that's what Peter's talking about, consolidating up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, which you like to see, you know.
Yeah,
And the 199, 196 is the 200-day moving average, and generally they hold there, certainly a company like this. Now, institutionally, it's being sold, Peter. It's a D-minus.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
By the funds.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, as long as the Robin Hood people are buying it, you're okay.
That can change.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, as long as it stays above 195 or so, you know, general area, you're okay.
You got time for one more, or are you too busy?
No, we're not that busy. Go ahead.
You always take whoever's on.
I think it's RAD.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, I was looking at that and didn't do anything. It was sitting around 12.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's at the high has been in that 1864, close at 1842. Relative strength is 90. It is being accumulated, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's above the 10-day exponential moving average, and it's above.
Yeah.
It did hit $20 recently, and that is above the previous high of 1864. So. It would look to be a hold, certainly.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, the 200 days were about 1350 around there, yeah. So
it's,
I think as long.
I get 1322.
Yeah, somewhere around there. You know, so as long as it stays above 13.
Well, and earnings were up 100% the last quarter.
Yeah.
Generally, earnings win
over
time.
Yeah. So it's a definite hold, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate your time and effort, and thank you for investments, because I spread out all over the place, and I just can't believe what the turnover is. Not the turnover, but what you can make in the market. It's more when sometimes when I make up a work, so it's unreal.
And also, Art is asking you, do Putnam funds have a sales charge?
I don't know. I haven't got that. I bought it so long ago, I can't remember.
They've all changed, though. Even if they used to, they don't anymore.
Yeah, I know. Some did get zero commissions. I think that's what it is on the ladder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All you can do is try. So.
All right.
All right, well, thank you very much, and I do appreciate it, and have a good day. And maybe you have Go Bills. We'll be all set. It happens Sunday night because we're a football town with a drinking problem. You know what I mean?
If we could only get together.
Yeah. Because I know the guys are selling T-shirts where they said, we're talking plow with the buffalo flipping upside down and passing out with the booze on it. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So now you don't have those pictures anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you guys have a good day and have a nice holidays coming up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, we're going to go next to Stan in Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
You got to change that ad.
Which ad?
The one that says, call Peter or Willard. You don't listen to him either.
I'm only listening because I listen remote,
you know.
That is not an ad. You're talking about the half-hour changeover.
Well, yeah, the changeover, and also I think they played it in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, but I want people to think, Willard, that you'll be on because you attract them like flies.
Well,
so there's something else that I want to mention on the radio.
Do you have a financial question?
You want a financial question?
Yeah, what did you call us for?
What about Wayfair? Just W is the symbol. When I bought it, I did great with it, then not so great.
Well, somebody told me something very bad about that company, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, great.
But it was
home furnishing.
Yeah, but it was something very bad. They're involved in very bad things.
What could be bad about furniture?
No. I wish I could remember, but it was outside of their business. I don't know. I don't know if it's money laundering or whatever it was, but it wasn't good.
Okay.
So I would do some research into it. I can't remember who told me or what, but I'd look into it. You know, maybe it's baloney. I don't know, but you better Google it.
Listen, the 50-day moving average is 266 and it closed at 242, and the 200 is 207. Generally, breaks the 50-day, you got to be very careful. Breaks the 200, you better... Unless you're real long-term, ready to buy more, E for exit, right?
Yep. But
I can't live long enough to be long-term anymore.
But anyway, you know, look into it, you know. Do some research into it, because I can't remember what it was, but I didn't know if it was true or not, but whatever it was, the guy told me was kind of...
Dicey.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Etsy, E-T-S-Y?
Well, that's a good
one. That one's way better.
Yep.
I don't know if it's time to take profit on it.
Well, you should have taken profit on Wayfair.
That's right.
Always take some money off the table. That's a great one there. Like I say, far as taking profit, nobody can tell you. You know, there was an article about professional funds and so forth where they did a study and they said that even they stink at selling.
I read that.
Yeah. So, you know, nobody can be perfect at selling.
But the saying that goes with that one, Bill will like this. You don't go broke taking a profit.
Exactly. You know, always, you know, if you have a gigantic profit, take some off. Maybe half sometimes. You know, you double your money, take half.
Yeah, having said that, Etsy hit the 10-day exponential moving average and bounced.
Yep.
It's generally positive with a relative strength of 97 on a scale of 0 to 100 and an earnings per share relative strength of 99 on a scale of 0 to 100. So... Fundamentally and technically, and it gets 100% on the O'Neill screen for his canned slim method, you would maybe take a little off the table, but...
It's at an all-time high at the moment.
But then there's no one to sell above it. There's no one saying, well, when I get back to cost, I'll sell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the O'Neill method. You know, he says the stocks will go up because there's no sellers.
Yeah, I asked Peter before when the economy was really terrible, how come the market's going up? And he said, because more people are buying than selling.
That's about it.
He's a brilliant guy.
There you go.
Isn't he?
Okay.
You know, he tells me to.
How about another one, XLE? Energy Select sector.
It's been a very hot area. Are you in it?
No, not yet, but I see it just broke out of a
Well, you missed it last month. I think it was up 34% or something like that. Yeah.
But at the moment, it's not near its all-time high. At the moment, it's 40.
No, I mean, I think you can see 45, 46. If it gets through there, it'll really go. It depends on oil, right?
Yeah. There's a double top at 45, yeah.
You know that you need oil for more than gasoline and jet fuel.
Right.
And that's a big deal, right?
Yep.
Electric cars are great, but not right away.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
long distance.
Who knows?
Thing.
You know, like I say, you think about all those things, and the exact opposite can happen. You know, so
yeah.
The chart says you hold on to this, or you can even dabble in it a little bit.
Okay. PINS.
Okay, I heard something about that this morning.
Well, once again, you're catching these things. If you don't own it, I mean, these things have had tremendous runs. That's Pinterest there?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it looks good. It has been consolidating. You know, look at the run-up it's had from what? Early in the year, it was $10 or something?
It had a gap up at 54.
Yeah.
On earnings.
Yeah, but I mean, a potential target is what, 99, it says on this? And you have clear support in the, what, 66, 67 area?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it stays above that area, you know, it looks good.
You'd want to use a stop or something, right, just to protect yourself.
Well, or reevaluate, you know.
Okay.
Yep. Looks good.
All right. Can I ask you one more?
We got a bunch of people on the phone.
Do we get a discount for servicing you like this?
I thought I'm contributing to your show. I'm listening.
Oh,
okay. I didn't think I was a negative. Well, if you have others waiting, go right ahead.
Okay.
Happy holidays to you both.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Thanks for your friendship.
Yeah, it looks like next is Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Hearing your voice again, Willard.
Thank you.
Guy who talked about Disney last week, and I think I'd call about that anyway. It's so much more than a theme park. And
right.
I think Disney went up about 12-13% yesterday.
On the streaming news.
Yeah, because it is streaming, right.
Yep.
It's streaming. It's such a multimedia. They own ABC, ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Disney's doing so well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I have a number of sources I look to for information, and one is a guy called Mark Lechtenfeld with Wealthy Retirement. He talked about a few dividend stocks. You know, I like dividend stocks. And he seemed to have some safe ones. I want to see what you thought. One was FFIC, Fox Ida Charles. It's Flushing Bank. It pays a little over 5%, and it's maintained or raises dividend every year since 1997. So if you could tell me what you think of that.
Amazing breakout from a base.
No.
It's at the downtrend line, so that's important. But the next resistance is really up around. So if it breaks the downtrend line about, at what, 16 and a half or so?
Yeah, you realize this is a $454 million market cap. And as a comparison, J.P. Morgan is $364 billion.
Well, it's a very small bank. Right.
Small very
bank.
Small.
I'm thinking about safety, a dividend, a nice dividend, and then safety.
Yeah. I mean, it broke out of a nice base. I mean, the potential target on it is 27, which is ridiculous, but it's possible. It's been up there. And it should have good support around the 14 area.
Okay.
Yeah. Understand it's just not a big...
Right. Oh, I
realize.
Small
things can go out of business quickly. That's
okay.
All.
Well, it could, but like I said, it's really...
Well, if you want to get to the rest of them, we only have 2 minutes. So.
Okay, yeah, okay. another one he mentioned was Edward Paul Dominic EPD Enterprise Products. It's a partnership, actually.
We're familiar with it. It's very strong financially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like it.
Okay, and they've raised their distribution 22 years in a row, so they seem to be fairly safe, although you have to watch with partnerships.
Right.
And the last one was Arbor, which actually I bought a few years ago, beginning of the year. They pay a quarter dividend of 32 cents, and they've raised their dividend, I think, two or three times in the last few months, or last about...
We look at it in every meeting every Monday.
Arbor?
Yeah, it snuck its way into our income portfolios.
Okay, yeah, that seems to be a good one, too.
Okay.
Done well by
thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to go last to Victor in Amherst. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Nice show. I know your time's limited.
Yep.
A project for both of you guys. Go on YouTube. Arthur Hill. Willard, you got me onto this guy. I love this guy. Arthur Hill, RSI Stochastics. You can get it on stockcharts.com. He did a 15-minute piece on it, a video, a couple days ago. It's fantastic.
I'll watch him this morning because that's what I do next after the show.
Arthur Hill, RSI Stochastics. And the next time you're on the show, Willard, I'm going to give the show a call.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Vic. You're the smartest guy we have that calls in.
I got one chart for you, my favorite.
SDM,
Archer Daniel Midland. It's going to break out. I'm giving you.
Okay.
Thank you. We bought some. Thank you.
All right, good.
Thank you very much. Okay. I guess we're down to the end of the show. Busy show. And what do you always tell people to do, Willard?
Keep your powder dry for another opportunity.
And never be afraid to take some profits. That's something we should also add.
You don't go broke taking profits.
Exactly. So till next week, take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.